Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, I got to ask a simple question here, and that is this. Should you have to pay more for your health insurance if you refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine? That is what the private sector is about to do. Delta Airlines has now announced that they are going to charge you more money for your health insurance if you work at Delta Airlines if you decide not to get the COVID vaccine. Now, you may think to yourself, hold on a second, they're going to now charge me more for not getting a vaccine. How is that fair, right? How is that right? Wall Street loved the idea. Their stock up almost 2% after they made the announcement because they're like, that's what I'm talking about. Way to mandate and dictate people put in, you know, get this vaccine. Now, Delta Airlines has said that the reason why they are going to do this is because it's going to, quote, cost them more for COVID care. That's the line they're telling people right now. Now, it's not just $200 they're going to charge you for this to not get the vaccine. It's $200 a month indefinitely. Delta Airlines, the first to raise health insurance premiums for unvaccinated employees by $200 a month to cover higher COVID costs. They are trying to obviously get their workforce to all be vaccinated. Starting November 1, unvaccinated Delta employees who have health insurance from the company will face a $200 monthly surcharge. From September the 12th, unvaccinated employees will have to take a COVID test every week. While community case rates are high, they also have said. United Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines say they will mandate vaccines for their employees. Delta Airlines CEO notified employees that they will face that $200 monthly fine. Let's just call it what it is, right? They're claiming it's an increase on their health insurance premiums, but it's not. It's a fine for not getting the vaccine, $200 every month. If you aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 by November the 1st, citing steep cost to cover employees who are hospitalized with the virus. Quote, unvaccinated employees will face other restrictions, including indoor masking effective immediately and weekly COVID-19 tests starting September the 12th. The Atlanta-based airline said in an announcement of their new COVID policies for all their employees. All right, I've seen some fat people that work at Delta Airlines. I'm not skinny, so I can say that. I have seen some morbidly obese people at Delta Airlines. Are you going to charge them $200? I'm curious. Are you going to charge them $200 a month for being fat? You know, I've seen some employees that are vaping with Delta. I've seen employees with Delta that have smoked cigarettes. Are you going to charge them $200 to do that? Serious question. It's a fair question to ask, right? Why am I now being punished at a point of $200, but selectively punished? Because if this is really about raising the costs, right? If this is really about healthcare costs, as they're trying to imply that this is about healthcare costs, then surely they're going to announce that if you're morbidly obese, we're going to charge you $200 a month for being fat. If you're not taking care of yourself and you're, you know, diabetic and there's things like that that you're just not taking care of yourself on that you could be, high blood pressure, but you're eating a bunch of fatty foods. The list could go on and on of things that if you're going to fine me $200 a month every month for not getting a COVID shot, then why aren't you staying consistent with that, announcing also if you're morbidly obese or a list of other things that are, quote, preventable? Look at a lot of people that deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. What are many of the things in common? They don't work out. People are overweight. They're fat. And you have health issues related to that. You do. Should you have to pay more for that? I was talking to a family member literally yesterday that was infuriated because their sister was morbidly obese and had not done any physical therapy after she had a hip surgery because of the weight, and now is basically bedridden. That's a drag on the system, the medical system. Should she pay more per month because she refuses to go to physical therapy and refuses to lose weight? I mean, there every day people make choices that cost more money when it comes to health insurance. Every day people make choices that cost more money when it comes to health insurance. Go to the hospital. You'll see it every night. You'll see people that come in that have pneumonia, hard time breathing, COPD. The list goes on and on. Many times self-inflicted. Not all, but many times self-inflicted. Are we going to start fining them for that? You know, I know a lot of people that have COPD, for example. A lot of it caused by themselves, right? A lot of it caused because of a lot of unhealthy decisions that they made. But I've never seen a CEO of a company come out and say, I'm gonna fine you $200 a month because you do X, Y, and or Z. Do they charge you more if you vape, for example, at Delta Airlines? No, they do not. This is another way of just mandating that you get a vaccine. Now, the part about this that I think is the most annoying is they act like this is a health surcharge. This is not. This is a penalty for refusing to get the COVID test. Now, let me also be clear. They're a private company. They have the right to do this. But I do think the hypocrisy here is a joke. I think it's truly hysterical that they're trying to pass this off as, well, it's going to cost us more money, because there's a lot of other things that cost you a lot of money, and you've never charged people for those things when it comes to medical issues. I would rather you just be intellectually honest and be like United Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines. They just say, look, we're going to mandate the vaccine for employees. If you don't want to work here, that's fine, right? You don't want to work here, we can deal with that. But this $200 monthly surcharge to get people and force them into vaccines. But this is part of what Joe Biden's been doing while he hasn't been focusing on Afghanistan, right? He knows that there is a big, big grand divide in this country. And vaccines is that wedge issue, that dividing issue that can get people fired up. Joe Biden's approval rating is the lowest it's been in his presidency. And he's trying to figure out now, okay, how do I get that up? Well, if I can get people really back to focusing on vaccines, then I've got a chance to get to 50 plus 1%, because that's all you need to govern in this country. 50 plus 1% of Americans to support you. And I can probably make that happen. Now, here is how CNBC reported the news of Delta Airlines doing this.
This is an interesting approach that Delta is taking. We've seen this from airlines deciding how are they going to get more employees vaccinated. United said you've got to be vaccinated by a certain date, otherwise you lose your job. Now Delta is saying if you're not vaccinated by November 1st, it will cost you. So here is the mandate, if you will, from Delta. November 1st is the deadline. Unvaccinated workers will be hit with a surcharge, a monthly $200 surcharge on their health insurance if they are not vaccinated. In announcing the new policy, Delta CEO Ed Bastian said the average hospital stay for COVID-19 has cost Delta $50,000 per person. This surcharge will be necessary to address the financial risk the decision to not vaccinate is creating for our company. You take a look at shares of Delta. Keep in mind that 75% of the employees are already vaccinated. What about the other 25%? That comes out to about 17,000, 18,000 employees. They are not vaccinated. So they've got 75,000 employees. The goal is to get as close to having complete vaccination for all employees. And that's why Delta is taking this approach. Quickly, also want to talk about American and Southwest. If you look at the four largest airlines in the U.S., you now have United and Delta setting vaccine mandates, if you will. But you haven't heard anything from Southwest and American. Both airlines say they highly encourage their employees to get vaccinated. But at this point, neither of those two airlines has made a decision to follow what we've seen from United and Delta.
So there it is. Mandates coming from major companies. And Joe Biden recommended that this week, telling American companies it's time for you to mandate vaccines. And the reason why you should mandate vaccines is because we have FDA approval now for the Pfizer vaccine. So mandate it now. Mandate it in the private sector. Do what I can't even do. Just a reminder that the government's always a do as I said, not as I do company. The White House has still not mandated vaccines at the White House, but they're telling everybody else to do it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel
so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
You know, the White House has really been advocating and pushing for vaccine mandates. They don't care about your freedoms. They don't care about your decisions. They don't care about your personal privacy. You know, the same political party, the Democratic Party, that's obsessed with your body, your choice, right? They always say that with women and abortion and killing babies. Now that's just disappeared. Have you noticed that? So the next time that they come out and lecture you on abortion, just remind them, hey, you're the same idiots that wanted to mandate me get a vaccine, right? You're the same idiots that wanted to mandate that I have no rights over what goes in my body. You're the same idiots that have been preaching for 40 years now, my body, my choice. You know, who are you to tell me what I can and can't do to my body? Just remind them of that hypocrisy. The White House spokeswoman has refused to say if Biden asked the Department of Justice whether a national vaccine mandate would be legal. This was leaked from the DOJ that apparently the White House did ask for a legal opinion from the Department of Justice as to if they could mandate vaccines for every American.
The Delta variant, that is how we fight COVID.
And then last one, the president said yesterday, it is still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country to get vaccinated. He said, I don't know that yet. Does that mean he has asked the Justice Department to see if it's legal to make everybody get a vaccine?
So when he said that about the mandate across the country, I would encourage you to read his statements and make sure you read the contents of his remarks. So a national vaccine requirement is not under consideration at this time. That's where we are with that.
But has he asked the Justice Department to see if it's even possible?
I don't have any more to add to that.
Okay. I love it. I don't have any more to add to that. We don't want to talk about that. Remember what he actually said about this? He said this about at least federal employees and mandating it.
Beg your pardon?
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Are you concerned that the CDC through mask guidance...
I love this. You're not as smart as I thought you were. Did you hear that? Are you considering a vaccine for government employees? Joe Biden.
Beg your pardon?
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Yeah, you're an idiot if you don't get what I tell you to do. If you don't put in your body what I tell you to put in your body, you're an idiot. It's under consideration. And sure enough, that's exactly what they did. And now Biden has been saying that he wants people in the private sector to mandate it. That's part of what he wants to happen now. He wants to mandate the vaccine in the private sector, which is exactly what more and more companies are actually doing. They are coming out. And all of this, by the way, is his focus to get you off of Afghanistan and the disaster that is Afghanistan. Right? As American troops in Afghanistan are pulling out, as Americans are trapped in Afghanistan, as Americans are begging for help in Afghanistan, this president is still focused on forcing you into getting a vaccine, which is exactly the opposite way of getting people to actually want to go get a vaccine. This president's saying, I need the private sector to do my dirty work for me, right? I need the private sector to do it. Now, remember, this president has had more press conferences on COVID in the last 2 weeks, and he has about the Americans being trapped in Afghanistan. And Joe Biden even this week smirked as he was asked about Americans trapped in Afghanistan, and then the White House literally cut the news feed. He was at a cybersecurity event at the White House. Take a listen.
Raised the bar on cybersecurity. And so ultimately, we've got a lot of work to do, and thank you all very much. And thank the press for being here. We're going to go private.
Mr. President, Americans are still in Afghanistan now.
Let's go. Thank you, guys. Let's go.
The president smirks as he's asked, Americans are trapped in Afghanistan, Mr. President. What are you going to say about that? Mr. President, another one yelled out, and this is when he smirked. If Americans are still in Afghanistan after the deadline, what will you do, sir? What will you do if Americans are still in there after the deadline? He smirks, cuts the feed, goes to cybersecurity, because apparently we'll do anything but get Americans out of Afghanistan. We'll push for mask mandates. We'll do whatever we have to do. We'll ask the private sector to do it for us if we can't do it. This is what we do. We'll do whatever we have to do. We'll ask the private sector to do it for us if we can't do it. This is what we do. Joe Biden, now that we've got a vaccine that has been FDA approved, the private sector, you got to do my dirty work for me.
Today I'm calling on more country, more companies, I should say.
I love it. More countries, I mean more companies. This is how, this guy's just a disaster. He's calling for more companies, and he calls it countries, to mandate vaccines.
Today I'm calling on more country, more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that'll reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements.
There it is. Just mandate it. Do my dirty work for me. I can't do it, but you can. Go back to the White House. Is there a mask mandate at the White House? Is there a vaccine mandate at the White House? Ask them that question. Yeah, they're not mandating vaccines at the White House. All this is happening as we've also been leaked documents now that up to 100 Afghans have been evacuated from Afghanistan seeking to resettle in the United States of America, have been, quote, flagged by the Defense Department terrorist watch list, according to a new report. They don't want you to know this. Now, we've got 70-80% more Afghans coming out of Afghanistan than American citizens who are trapped behind enemy lines right now, which include dozens of California children and parents that are stranded in Afghanistan after a summer trip that apparently the White House didn't want you to know about. It has now also been leaked that dozens of San Diego County area school students and their parents are stranded in Afghanistan, according to a new leaked report that has now gotten into the hands of the Los Angeles Times. They were taking a trip abroad for summer vacation. The outlet reported that at least 24 students, 16 parents from the Cayon Valley Union School District in California visited Afghanistan earlier this summer and are now among the thousands of people who are stranded in the war-torn country as the Taliban continues to take over. But hey, let's talk about vaccine mandates in the private sector. Let's have the airlines, you know, harass people with $200 a month out of their paycheck if they don't do what we tell them to do. On Tuesday, the superintendent announced that the students and adults traveled to the country on special visas for U.S. military services and that the Department of Defense considers them allies. He also noted that he would be meeting with Republican California Representative Daryl Issa to figure out how to locate and rescue the stranded families. It's not immediately clear at the time of the reporting when the families arrived in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the congressman told the outlet that the congressman and his team are, quote, working diligently to determine the facts on the ground, any bureaucratic barriers that can be removed, and the best way to help those stranded leave Afghanistan and return home safely. Hey, we're on the clock. We just got a couple days left. After that, you're on your own. That's what the State Department's email to all Americans in the country said. Get out by the 31st or you're on your own with no American help. California Representative Daryl Issa, who I spent some time with recently at a dinner party, said, quote, and this is a great American, he said, we won't stop until we have answers and action. The school board president said that the biggest concern is that the Taliban closed the international airport in Kabul. They can't get to it. We're so worried about our students that they are stuck there. We'll do the best that we can to get them out. The New York Post now reporting that the trip, which was not sanctioned by the district, was for students and their parents to visit with extended relatives. The Taliban this week demanded the evacuation operations, including U.S. troops, be completed by the 31st of August or there will be consequences. That is their red line. And Joe Biden's listening. We're taking all of our orders now from the Taliban. Now, as Biden bundles every move dealing with Afghanistan and bundles the August 31st deadline to get Americans out and now stopping these flights because we have to deal with these terrorist threats because we haven't threatened any terrorists. Just know they're at least on top of things with COVID-19 and mandating things to happen. Mandating that you absolutely get the vaccine. Advocating for the private sector to mandate that you must get a vaccine. That's what they're focused on.
Today I'm calling on more country, more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that'll reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements.
Yeah, or face strict requirements. We'll lock you down and leave Americans behind. Understand the politics of what's happening right now because it is important. The White House and Joe Biden, they understand that they are in disarray. I don't know if Joe Biden understands it, but his staff does and every Democrat around him. There's disarray with this administration. We now know there's about 150 Americans who the U.S. needs to get to the airport, sources say. High-value targets. High-value targets. 150 Americans who are high-value targets. We're not going outside those gates to go get them, though. The U.K. and France, they're going out and getting their people, but we're not. And they know this is a disaster waiting to happen with a countdown clock on TV. And the thing that they understand is, okay, how do we shore up our base? What do we do to shore up our base? COVID. Our base believes in lockdowns. Our base believes in mandates. Our base, the Democrats, believe in all of these things. So that's what we've got to do. We've just got to get out there. We've got to get out there as fast as we can and go back to that because that pulls well for us. That pulls really well for us. It's all we got to do, folks. Get this country divided again. We can get back to 50%, maybe 51%. We're back in business. Tell the world that the Republicans are evil and they're not getting vaccinated. They're trying to kill you. Tell them it's Trump people that are trying to kill you. Tell them it's flyover country that's trying to kill you. Tell them that they're deranged and get the country divided because it works. COVID's what gave Biden the White House. That's what got him the White House. That's the only card you have to play right now. Freak everybody out. Point the finger at those that disagree and say they're trying to kill you. Game on. That's all you got to do. Just tell everybody that this is the real problem. Don't look at Afghanistan. Don't focus on Afghanistan. Don't talk about Afghanistan. Eventually those people will be captured. Eventually those people will be murdered and we'll move on. Make sure you share this. Please share this podcast on social media. Text it to your friends. Let them know about this so that more people will hear it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.